I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
How about you let me drive?
Oh, no.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I wanna drive.
It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
All right, everybody, just about 10 minutes left in today's trading session. And, man, we are seeing some buying here in the last few minutes of trading. As Doug mentioned, those equity averages well above 2%, 2.3% higher in the S&P. NASDAQ higher by almost 2.5%. We are pretty much at our best levels of the session. This is, we've seen yields back off. So let's get to it. Let's get to the Drive to the Close with Doug Scioca, CEO and partner at Kavar Capital Partners. Over $1 billion in assets under management. He joins us on the phone in Leawood, Kansas, and joins us on the phone from there. How are you, Doug?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. But I got to ask you, something really important happened here in New York City. I don't know if everybody saw it, but our New York City Mayor Eric Adams actually making some comments about New York versus Kansas. Here's what he had to say.
New York has a brand, and when people see it, it means something. You know, when we go there, it's not, Kansas doesn't have a brand. when you go there, okay, you're from Kansas.
Ouch. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, having some fun about branding. But come on, Doug, you know, you are from Kansas. One of the reasons I love talking to people around the country, especially when it comes to markets and the economy, is we get a different perspective. So come on in.
Yeah, we were shocked to learn that we were the land of no brand last night.
Sorry.
It made its way around our local media circuit. And so it's actually kind of kicked up a lot of sort of spontaneous contributions to define the brand of Kansas. And I don't know if you want to invoke the national basketball champion Kansas Jayhawks from this year, our agricultural contribution to the world, great schools, low crime, and lest us never forget the birthplace of American treasure, Ted Lasso.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you're that's right. A good point. You know, I've not thought of that.
You make a good point. A really good point. I got to say, I love the heartland. And like I said, I love talking to people, especially when it comes to financial markets, and trying to get a grasp of what's going on in terms of sentiment across the country. And when we go to you, Doug, we get that. Tell us, how does it feel in Kansas right now? Are you guys as freaked out as much as we all are about recession, Fed moves, higher rates, what's going on overseas? Give us some perspective here.
Yeah, I think all of that. I mean, as we know, I mean, being in the Midwest is wonderful, and we love sort of the set of values and the Midwestern mentality and friendliness. But, you know, the market is global, and we feel as plugged in here as I think I probably would if I was sitting in Chicago, New York, or London. So, you know, I think the way information makes its way around the universe these days, you know, we certainly don't feel disconnected. And the psyche of certainly our clients is fragile. You know, I think just the cross-asset class correlation that has defined the first 9 months of this year has been really pronounced. And, you know, I think that, unfortunately, when you have to go through some expectation resetting, when you get these resets and valuations, and you just try to frame perspective on what that could mean well into the future. And we're very optimistic. And I think, unfortunately, when you have to plow through this, it sounds silly to be optimistic in the face of prospective recession and a bear market, but we can't help but be.
So you have to plow through this, and I wonder, there's this word disorder that comes up a lot these days. Janet Yellen says there's no disorder in the markets, at least stateside. Larry Summers says, yes, there was in the UK bond market, but he sees risks of breakdowns to come. How do investors prepare for that possibility of breakdowns to come? Do you just sit in cash? Do you move to cash? Do you sit tight and not do anything?
Looking at my 401k, no. I kind of wish I had moved to cash. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah, I think we could have used an expression for a while and just talking about managing for the short term and investing for the long term. And keeping a certain amount of capital out of the path of insanity, I think, is just prudent asset management. But I think more than anything, and you know, the Fed seems to think that their experimentation is not live, right? This is not like a randomized controlled trial where only one group of constituents is impacted by their actions, right? There are direct implications and many indirect implications where, right, no area of a globally intertwined economy is going to be immune from some of the things they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I heard an interview with Liz Ann Saunders the other day, and she made a really good point about the Fed trying to differentiate between financial market volatility and financial system instability. And I do think the Fed seems at best apathetic to the former, but hopefully, you know, not to the latter. And,
right.
And what's taking place with in the UK is a pretty good example of the latter.
Yeah, financial market movement volatility is certainly what we're seeing right now. If you were to take a step back, what is the tail? What is the dog here? What's driving what here?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think what's interesting when you do take the step back, right, is if you are kind of understanding accountability, which for the exercise is beneficial so you can ascertain a pathway forward. And then you understand the accountability of why we have inflation. We had a lot on the demand side because coming out of the pandemic, we had a bunch of stimulus that justifiably came into the economy domestically and globally and likely overstayed the necessary point of it being retained. And then you have some of the externalities, right, that have taken place because of supply line disruptions in Russia, Ukraine, and over in China. And I think what you try to do is then find the combination of steps with extraction of liquidity, being mindful of the things that are out of your control, and then use a term that Powell used in his press conference four times but is not actually incorporated into practice. Understand that the implementation is going to be long and variable. And that would require a set of patience to understand the direct impact of some of these monetary policy initiatives. If you had that opportunity, I think you take a little volatility out of the system, but you restore much more needed stability to the system.
Hey, Doug, what's a smart metric to keep an eye on for investors where I feel like the metrics, there's a lot of volatility in them, and I'm not quite sure what we should be focusing on at this point?
You know, what's been fascinating, Carol, this week, despite the hawkish tone of the Fed meeting, follow through at that Fed listens event on Friday, and then reinforced through harsh language of Mester, Kashkari, and Bullard, the terminal rate projection has dropped every day this week, and now it's 4.4 for March of next year. So either the market thinks the Fed will see the fruits of its labor come through in better CPI, PCE, or more job reads, or the realization of these global ramifications, courtesy of what took place in the UK, and that may cause the Fed to pause, right? Maybe a little bit ahead of its SEP projections.
Right.
I think that would be a really good thing for them to deliberate about doing.
That's interesting, which also, I keep thinking about what Charlie Evans told CNBC in terms of maybe Fed rate moves potentially topping out come March 2023. Doug Sciocca, we love you. We love Kansas. Chief Executive Officer, partner at Kavar Capital Partners, joining us on the phone from Leawood, Kansas. He's got about $1 billion, more than that, under management at his firm.